Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections. Of course, down here live at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, I'm Mike Rickard, sitting across from baseball Ben Botham. And we've got the Largo Packer baseball team in the house. Joe Geiger in the house as well. Want to also mention our new partners, and that's On the Job Golf Carts LLC. They're going to be our partners at our golf tournaments for On the Tee Florida. They'll be on the par three holes at the we're going to have a tournament with Sea Dogs, and that'll be up at Seminole. We'll have to, you'll be out of school by then. We'll have to get you up there working a hole, and we'll have two golf carts up there. We'll talk a little bit more about them when Jay Davis gets down here later in the hour. Great conversation with the Eckerd College women's basketball team. Congratulations. They made it to the Nationals this year, and bravo, one of my favorite segments each and every week. We're brought to you by Body Armor and, of course, our high school headquarters, and now it's Primetime Preps and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're partnering up with our new high school show, and that will be Varsity Voices. It'll be Brad Richardson, Bob Putnam, and myself on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 starting in June. All things high school each and every week. And then, of course, we're also on the adult side of things. We're brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. Down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, grab yourself a Champa Bay and just a very refreshing cocktail. And, of course, my good friends at Michelob Ultra that sponsor all the golf show and all of our leagues upstairs. And now it's time to flip the switch and send it over to the voice of Seminole baseball and football. And that is Brad Richardson, the man to plan. And, you know, I think I've had Largo down here. We had Coach Pascal and his daughter, Michelle, I mean, Michaela. We had her down.
Yep.
And then we had the team down.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a trifecta in a few months to have Largo represented.
Absolutely.
Bravo. Plus, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I love the Packers. So there we go.
Absolutely. All right. Let's welcome them right now, the Largo Packers, to the Body Armor Prep Connection here for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. It's time to meet these guys. So, guys, at the very end, speak loudly, introduce yourselves, tell us what grade you're in, and what position you play on the field.
My name's Carson Jones. I'm an 11th grader, and I'm a third baseman and a first baseman.
Awesome. Next up.
My name is Brady Ehlers. I'm a junior. I play outfield, first base, and pitcher.
All righty. And down
versatile.
On the end.
Yeah.
I'm Nolan Pontius. I'm a freshman.
And my position is utility, meaning like I play everywhere basically. And
Coach loves guys like you.
Yeah.
Say your name one more time, buddy.
Nolan Pontius, and then I'm a freshman.
All righty. And then the man on the end of this, the man who leads the charge.
My name is Taylor Lehner.
Oh, that'd be the speaker.
My name is Taylor Lehner. I am the head baseball coach at Largo High School, and I'm the athletic director at Largo High School.
All righty. Awesome. Yeah. So you
hardworking AD. Exactly. I see everything you post.
Yeah.
Bravo, man.
He handles everything. So, all right, guys. So let's talk about this real quick. You know, last season. That's all I'm going to leave it at. But this is definitely a different Packers team this year. I mean, right now, 11-6, over 500. Very, very impressed with you guys. You know, we'll start actually with Taylor, you down on the end. Tell us, what was the goal for the season other than getting these guys to a winning record? What would you say was the one thing, the goal or the phrase that you had to get these guys in the right mindset? I know, loaded question.
Be respectful dogs on the field at all times and only care about one another. And all the outside is just noise, and really, if there's a message that was sent for the year, it was to make sure last year didn't happen again.
Absolutely.
And I took a lot of the blame for that.
But hey, I mean, right now, I mean, you've got an amazing coaching staff. Obviously, former Lakewood coach Jay Scantu is over there right now. And really an amazing coaching staff you have here.
Yep.
So, guys, I'm going to ask you this real quick. Other than him motivating you during each game, which coach also has given you the most insight to how to better yourselves?
Putting him on the spot,
yeah,
there.
Exactly. All right. Come on, Nolan.
Probably Coach Coletti, our old man coach. He.
hey, very, easy on the old man coach. We got very, wisdom. We can inspire.
He. I know he watches the Yankees game every day, and he definitely takes like away from those games and really like helps me out at practice, at games. very knowledgeable on baseball.
All righty, come on. Ready?
Yeah, it, for me, same Coach Coletti. He's been around the game for a long time and really gives us great insight and from what he's learned, teaching us and helping us develop as players mentally and, you know, getting the fundamentals down and making sure we're a solid overall team.
How about you, man?
For me, it's probably Coach Tracy. He's our pitching coach, and he's really helped me not only with, like, baseball stuff, but outside of baseball stuff and how to handle things.
Awesome. So, guys, I want to talk about a couple games this year, and I've seen what you guys have been able to do just following stats with you guys with these games. There's two teams that stand out right now that you've really given a run for your money, and one of them I want to talk about is Eastlake real quick. I mean, you guys out-hit them. I mean, really close score. 3-0 was the final score of that game, right? I mean, out-hitting. This is definitely a hitting team this year. And, Taylor, you talked to Jeff Rosenthal during the before the season had started, or actually it was during the season. But anyway, you said that the 3, 4, 5, and 6 batters have been the most impactful for the season and all that. My question is that when you played those games, okay, how do you guys come back? I mean, from that stuff. I mean, what gets you guys motivated in those situations when you're down? Go ahead, man.
We were just a hit away in those games. Eastlake, and I mean, when we played Seminole as well, we were just that one hit away from taking the lead or like just like get like running away with that game. And just didn't happen. I mean, early in the season, you got to learn from that. And you just come back from those. And you always like got to realize it's a long season and you can definitely come back from those. And I mean, we definitely have for sure.
Speaking of coming back from stuff, let's talk real quick about the Palm Harbor game. It's tied game going into the fifth inning, as far as I know, and it's tied 1-1, and then all of a sudden, comeback. Let's talk about that comeback real quick in the bottom of the eighth inning. Care to take it from here, man?
Yeah, we had really good pitching all game, and then comes to the bottom of the eighth, and we're just scratching together a run. All we need is one, so walks, hits, move them over, just to scratch in that one, and our senior Cole came up with a clutch hit to send us home.
Cole Sofke, right?
Yep.
Awesome. So, anyway, let's talk about something else real quick. You know, obviously, Taylor, one of the things that you want to do as a coach is obviously help these guys get to the next level when they do play. You do have one on the team that is a River College commit, and that's be Lucas Woodward. Off the top of your head, can you tell me, like, why he chose to go there? Like, what was some of the things that they offered him?
I think Lucas really just liked the atmosphere up there. He liked the environment. The scenery, he liked all that and everything that they were going to offer him at the next level. He felt he had a really good opportunity to be successful after high school, and that's ultimately why he chose Brevard.
And is Brevard? I'm sorry. Is it a JUCO, NIA, D3?
I want to say Brevard is a D3.
D3.
And then Cole is also, he's going to South Florida State, which is the JUCO over in Avon Park, Florida.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So, all right, guys. So, I guess like we talked about a few minutes ago. There's been a lot of great game moments and all that we talked about Palm Harbor and obviously the success that you've had with other teams in the season. Now I'm going to pin it on you guys real quick. So every one of you has social media, right? All of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, maybe TikTok. We'll get to the other social media stuff in just a second because I thought this was interesting. But anyway, we're going to start with you guys. Each time during the season, you're always going to want one big moment that you're going to be wanting to post there that you want all fans and family to see. This is the highlighted moment that's going to be on there, video, picture, whatever. So we're going to start right here with Nolan. All right? Nolan's all right down there. Nolan, so what would you say?
Start with the youngest.
Yeah, start with the youngest. What has been the highlighted moment that you would want to have on a reel that you'd be posting this season?
It was probably Thursday for against Palm Harbor. I started that game and I pitched 5 innings. I pitched really well, probably the best I've ever pitched, and that's probably something I would post.
How many pitches?
I threw 85. I threw 5 innings. I did have 2 hits, no runs. It was a good game.
How many strikeouts?
I think I had 5.
Oh, okay, cool.
And you're a freshman?
Yeah.
Bravo, my man.
On the way.
Bravo.
All right, next up.
Future's bright, Coach.
Brady.
I don't know. I don't think I've had one yet. I'm waiting. We're gonna see if I can get one then coming soon, rivalry game against Clearwater or playoffs.
Oh yeah.
Playoffs would be a good time.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And what about you, Carson?
I'm not there yet. Haven't found that moment yet. I've had 3 opportunities now and I haven't taken advantage of that opportunity, but I know it's coming. It's for sure coming.
Absolutely. You know, and one thing you guys can, you know, some of the ratings that came out in just Pinellas County alone, you're ranked number 10 right now. I mean, that's definitely an improvement from last year and all, and that's great to see. And so Now, with everything going forward, you said obviously Clearwater is a big rivalry for you guys and all. And when you look at those games and all, how do you keep the mindset focused so that way you don't let the rivalry get out of the way and all?
I'll go real quick and I'll let those three kind of handle it. There is one team that we've been prepping for the entire season, and I think that is how we've kept the mindset going day in and day out. We are prepping for one game, and that's when playoff time comes, and I think all three of them and the entire team would say that is what has allowed us to keep the mindset.
Absolutely. You guys want to add on to that carefully?
I'll say, yeah. So it's like prepping for one team in the playoffs has put the season like where like you're just trying to improve every day and really focus on that playoff game and not like a game like Clearwater. Like, yeah, it's a rivalry, but you're not so worried about like that's it, that's the end of your life. Like, that's not, I mean, it's an important game and all, but you just want to get better and improve for that postseason, you know.
Very mature freshman here.
Very, very much so. All right. So now you guys can talk about this for sure. You know, I see a lot of time on social media. There have been some updates to the Largo Packer complex, one that was kept a secret, as you decide to post. Let's see here. Carson, care to describe before the season what the big secret reveal was going to be for the Largo Packer complex?
A locker room.
A locker room. Okay. That was in the works for a long time, Taylor. What was it like just to, you know, see that finally completed and all and get to have a space where you guys can chill out, get mentally prepared for a game?
It is probably the best locker room in Pinellas County. It is absolutely stunning inside, actually. It's great to go in there. It's great to be with the team and have a place to go with the team and where it's just for the team, where it's just great for team bonding.
Is it strictly baseball?
Yeah, it's strictly baseball, and Brad touched on it earlier. Our assistant coach, Jace Gantz, who designed all of it, painted all of it, did everything to it. So extremely blessed to have him on the coaching
staff.
Even
if he knew zero about baseball, he's a big asset.
Oh, he immediately got promoted to associate head coach.
Absolutely.
There you go. Associate head carpenter.
Yeah. So now one thing I want to touch on is that you guys actually got to meet Bo Bichette. He actually came out and worked with you guys one day and all. What was it like getting advice from a major leaguer, especially one who is a local boy here? He's the guy who grew up here playing high school ball and all.
Yeah, it's great to learn from someone who's been there and been done what you want to do and what you want to be. So having him give you advice from his experience and him knowing what he's already done, like, it helps learn and develop as a player, taking from someone who's done so much great.
Did you guys get to watch him do BP and all that? No, you didn't get to do that up there? Oh, man. Guys, I remember watching him in high school. Yeah, I announced your coach, by the way. And I remember watching him hit, and there was a Pinellas Park game where he just crushed that ball all the way to the outfield. I mean, it was gone. It was just right. There's actually a pavilion over there, and we saw the ball just go right over that. This kid has a lot of power when he was in high school. See how he is now.
So the reason that Dante Bichette, his dad, wasn't there that day with him was because they hit so much the night prior and Bo hit him in the wrist.
Oh.
So he couldn't come to the play ball thing down at Wildwood that we went down to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hit him in the wrist. All right, now the old man questions. We'll start with you, young man. First of all, you want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
My mom and my dad.
Their names?
Mary and David. They're always there for me, and I can't thank them enough.
Bravo. Rays fan, I hope.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. And then you're a senior, right?
I'm a junior.
Well, you're a junior. I hope you answer this right. You got a girlfriend?
I do.
What's her name?
Her name's Addison.
I'll give
Shout
you a half
her.
A bravo. No, bravo. It must be working for you. All right, young man. You a Rays fan, I hope?
Yes.
You look nervous.
No.
Think I'm going to ask. You want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
Shout out my parents, Carissa and Rob.
All right. You got a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Two for two. That hasn't happened for a while, Coach. I'm telling you right now. It must be a chemistry for success. I mean, you guys, you know, ranked higher than you were last year. Now, this young man to the far right better not have a girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
How old are you? 15?
Actually, I'm 16. I'm an old freshman.
You're 16. Yeah. you're really old.
Yeah.
So you're an old 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
Yeah, I'll do my mom. She actually throws me batting practice sometimes, so I'll shout-out her.
What's her name?
Yvonne. She's perfect. Perfect preman.
Well, she's done a great job. You're a poised old man at 16. You got a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You got your mom. There you go. Well, Coach,
What about you, Taylor?
It must be. Yeah, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend.
I've seen pictures.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, just shout out to my wife and my two boys. They support me and allow me to.
It's a family affair when you're coaching, isn't it?
It really is. So shout out to those three.
Well, you're blessed to have that. Well, it seems like, you know, you guys have camaraderie. Freshmen hanging out with the older guys, and sometimes that doesn't go as smoothly. But you know, obviously, and pitched the other night, 5.5 innings, 5 strikeouts. It's kind of fun to have confidence in on the mound, isn't it, fellas? All right, well, Coach, I appreciate you coming down. I love the work you're doing over there at Largo. I see it on Facebook, and bravo. We need more young guys like you, leaders in these schools, and you know, when you got guys like Marcus alongside you as well, you got things going on up there.
Thank you.
All right, Bradley, great job. And let's take our early quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk baseball, and we're going to have Bob Putnam come on and join us from Primetime Preps as well. Thanks for coming down, guys. That's Largo Baseball. Of course, Taylor Lantern and his gang coming down, and we appreciate everything they do. Brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and our Prep Connection. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The Hippie Shack is St. Pete Beach's newest eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Located at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the Treasure Island Intercoastal. The Hippie Shack is open daily at 11 a.m., providing 60s and 70s vibe with live music every day of the week. Our comfort food and creative menu will take you back to the 60s and 70s with our themed daily great drink specials. The Hippie Shack is the grooviest and coolest new eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint. The far out and peace spreading Hippie Shack at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the water in St. Pete Beach. Don't be a square. We'll see you there.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Ferg Sports Bar & Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar & Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, brought to you by Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're down here at 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field, where we are each and every Saturday. We're brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery, Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing. New sponsor, looking for an affordable golf cart, doesn't break the bank? Go to Facebook.com and search Plant City On The Job Carts, LLC. Message Tim and the gang and tell them the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection On The Tee Florida and get an additional 10% off. I've been saying this the last few weeks. On The Job Carts, LLC, your local dealer for the latest in golf carts, cart accessories. They're the dealership pricing that they can't touch it. They've got the brick and mortar. They got the overhead. And they can find you a nice golf cart within your price range and throw 10% on it if you mention us. And that, of course, is our good friends at On The Job Carts LLC, and he's Ben Botham, baseball Ben Botham, sitting across from us. Always nice to talk a little high school baseball with everybody in the area. We talked to Pinellas Park last week. We've had you guys down from Seminole, and you know, everybody's passionate about their respective teams. That's the beauty of high school sports.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, we had a great week this week for Seminole. So we had our senior night last night, which was a great game. We got to play against Dixie Hollins last night in the Royals.
Oh, careful, Benny. It's Hollins now. You can't say that.
Hey, you know
that.
What? Everybody I talked to, even two kids that played there, were still calling it Dixie.
Still calling it Dixie. Yeah. She's the woman
And Bob Putnam, who's going to be on here.
He's an alumni.
Shortly, he calls it Dixie.
Yeah, she's the woman who integrated Pinellas County Schools. I'm going to honor her. I think she
Absolutely.
Did a good job.
And so. I'm glad you do.
Dixie Hollins. But it was a great game against them. 3-2 victory. We had Kendall Hoffman getting the win for last night's game, as well as Jaden White coming in for the save. It was a great game. Great to see all the seniors in there with some amazing plays by Ben Wolf and Alex Esplot, both at playing the middle infield there. So it was a really good game. Happy to see all the seniors really. Get a good send-off, even though we do have some more home games this season. That's just what happened where our senior night fell this year.
And the district matchup, too. So, yeah, that was important. So
yeah, and so it was great. It was great for the fellas. Excited because, you know, we're getting down to the wire here. We have, maybe eight games left?
About that, yeah.
So, you know, we're
regular
we're
season games.
Regular
yeah.
season. So we're getting close into the playoffs. PCAC is possible.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, we'll see that in the next few weeks, especially in terms of rankings. But also, too, we'll see how everything stacks up in terms of districts. It's really boils down to rankings. It's the North and South County PCAC that's just going to be interesting. So we'll see, obviously. I believe we're North County, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, we're North County. The school over the bridge, they are South County. It's kind of weird because we're pretty much right on the borderline.
I'll say their name, Osceola.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now the whole thing is it's either Dunedin or Seminole. I think is going to be the toughest thing to get into that game. And if it is, I mean, you know, if I get to announce it at Seminole, I'm going to be more than happy to do that. I've done it before. It's a great game, very competitive. It's funny. That PCAC game. It was Osceola, believe Osceola versus Seminole, and Lehner was the one who pitched that game.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that was one thing I wanted to flash back to real quick because, I mean, those games are always fun. They're very competitive. I got to announce that. It was just a one-time
thing.
So
he's an alum?
He's an alum of Osceola.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he actually, his jersey number has been retired over at Osceola.
Well, bravo.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah, it's been a really good season so far. We won all three games this week, so... even with a little bit of rain, you know, this time of the year, you start to get some rainouts and thunder and lightning, and you know.
Any of your losses? I got to ask you a question. Did you guys have any bad balls?
Bad balls.
What do you mean by that?
No, so far no umpires have thrown out our baseballs. They're all high school stamp balls. So far so good.
So no complaining, like the Rays staff.
No, not like the Rays staff, and I can understand them complaining. You are in Colorado. You know, the ball flies a little differently out there.
Explain this to our audience, what happened after yesterday's loss.
Well, unfortunately, I was coaching the game, so I missed out on the actual play call. I saw a little bit of what was going on, but one of the Rays players was having an issue with the baseballs there. Is that right, Mike?
Pete Fairbanks,
yeah. Well, did they ever come out and say what was wrong with it? What his deal was?
His biggest complaint was the fact that that the balls were still dry. They didn't put it in. Apparently, they put them in a humidor.
Yeah.
And I lived out there.
Like a fresh Cuban cigar.
Exactly. What you would think would be superb, but he said the quality control and consistency. Of the balls that they were handed was inconsistent.
Well, Major League Baseball has been having an issue with the actual baseballs for quite a while.
What do you think
now?
Happens down in Arizona then, too?
Yeah.
I mean, as dry as a bone there, as dry as a bone. But Vegas is going to be somewhere the same, you know, the A's. You can't say the Oakland A's.
No, not the Oakland A's anymore, but still the Vegas Athletics. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they play that. I mean, not everybody can play in such a wonderful stadium like our own here at Tropicana Field, where it's America's ballpark. The old gray lady, she's out there and gives a great environment for fans and players alike to have a great time out there. But Mike, did you see some more controversy going on with Mr. Shohei Ohtani this past week?
I saw that, and I only saw just a glimpse of the headline, mm-hmm. and I thought maybe, well, this kind of does indict him some more. I thought maybe that they found some information that he has lied in this gambling bizarre scenario that's taking place. But there's even more to what he's done.
Yeah, so he hits – so Shohei Ohtani, he finally hit his first home run for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Dodgers, yeah.
And you know what? I get it. A player wants that ball. They want it for their little memorabilia collection. That's fine. But if a fan catches the ball,
you're paying for it.
You should, and they have it. You should have to, you know, fork up either some dough or give them something nice for that ball. Instead, the Dodgers, they send out their cronies out there, and Mad Dog Russo did a great take on this. If you want to listen to his podcast, he goes off not only on the Dodgers organization but on Shohei Ohtani as well for how they conducted themselves in that instance. It's not his first home run ball in the majors. It just happens to be his first one with the Dodgers. And they send people out there, berate this poor woman out there, and all they give her...
Probably scared her to death.
Scared her to death, and all they give her is a couple hats. She doesn't even get to meet him. Doesn't get like a signed bat, a this, a that, no cash incentive. All she gets is a couple little crappy pieces of merchandise that doesn't cost them anything. And then Shohei Ohtani, he doubles down on his lying that he's been going through, and he says that he met with the fan. He never met with her. He is a grade-A scumbag, betting on baseball, throwing games more than likely.
Now, you don't know that he's been betting on baseball, but he's complicit with gambling.
Yes.
And it's illegal in
it's illegal in Major League Baseball.
Precisely. So my position on this, he's comfortable with lying.
Yes.
And that's the sad fact here. Mm-hmm. And he's a young guy, unfortunately,
there's
more of the story to come out.
I just don't understand how not only some police investigation hasn't happened, how the FBI hasn't gotten involved with this game.
They will, Mike. They
need to. If baseball players had to go in front of Congress because of performance-enhancing drugs, there needs to be some kind of investigation. Put Shohei Ohtani on the stand. And his translator, get them both out there.
He'll do what he did in the press conference, he'll say.
He needs to be banned from baseball for life. Get some forensic accountants in there. See how much money he wired over to this accountant. First of all, how does an accountant making $500,000, or not an accountant, excuse me, a translator making $400,000 or $500,000 a year, that's a lot of money. But how is he racking up a $5 million gambling debt? Some numbers aren't quite adding up. And the wire transfers from Shohei to his translator are crazy. And if there was wire fraud and all kinds of things, like Shohei is alluding to, then why has this guy not been arrested? Why has he not been taken to police? Because that's a big deal. $4.5 million getting pulled out of Shohei's account.
And he was placing him through the bookie from Shohei Ohtani's hometown. Hey, let's talk a little Bolts. They're on a roll right now. And let's talk with our own Wyatt Ross, our weekly segment brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, and, of course, our new sponsor, which I like to throw in there, of course, is On the Job Carts. I'll bring you this conversation on the Bolts. What's going on, young man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Really good. So exciting times watching the Bolts rally. As you predicted, you were a little negative at the All-Star break, but since then, been nothing but positive. And I talked to a lot of season ticket holders, and they're ecstatic that we're going to be back in the playoffs again. It was a little iffy there for a while early in the season.
It was, but yeah, as you mentioned last night, we got regulation losses from the Caps, the Red Wings, and the Islanders. So to anyone who hasn't heard yet, the Bolts are in. They're in the playoffs for the seventh straight year. So hopefully we can take it all the way to the Cup. Maybe build a little bit of a dynasty that I'll remember, three Cups in 5 years. But we'll start off with the weekly recap. We started versus New York. It was a 4-1 win. Stammer reached the 30-goal mark on the season. The other goal scorers were Kyle Palmieri, Darren Radish, and Cirelli netted it twice. Cirelli's been hot lately. Vasi was amazing. He's been amazing recently. He ended up before the playoffs, stopping 27 of 28 for a .964 save percentage. And that makes the Tampa Bay Lightning 8-1-1 in their last 10 games as they pick up their third straight. That streak would end pretty soon in what was, at the time, seemed like a devastating loss to the Detroit Red Wings, 4-2 at home. Definitely not a fun one. Had heavy playoff implications on the game, but the Bolts couldn't get it done. Goal scorers were Kaner, Sorelli, Fabry, Stammer, Perron, and Lucas Raymond. Bassey stopped 28 of 31 for a .903 save percentage, but the tight battle was sealed with a late empty netter. Then they took on Toronto. This was probably the biggest game of the Lightning season, and it was a 4-1 win for the Bolts. Goal scorers included Hedman, Matthews, Pointer, Stammer, and Nick Paul. Vassy, again, as I mentioned, incredible in the race for third place, stopping 28 of 29 for a .968 save percentage. This game actually moved the Lightning within 2 points of Toronto as they fight for the third place spot in the Atlantic. And finally, they took on a familiar face in Marchand St. Louis and the Montreal Canadiens to round out their short Canadian road trip with a big 7-4 win. A little bit of a scare for anyone who was watching that game. We were up 6-2, able to finish it out. The many goal scorers consisted of Armia, Paul, Asamot, Armia again, Stammer, Paul with the second, Hagel, Kucherov, Slavkovsky, Caulfield, and Stammer for two with the empty netter. Isn't that a mouthful? This game moved the Bolts to 4-0 over Montreal this year. So, Marchand St. Louis is going to need to up his game next year if he wants to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the road ahead has got a few games remaining this year, so I'll just cover all of them. Today, at 1, so in about 20 minutes, they take on the red-hot Pittsburgh Penguins. Big playoff implications for them. But Tampa Bay Lightning looking to close in on that third-place Toronto Maple Leafs, so we still got big games. Then they take on Columbus at home Tuesday, and take on Ottawa at home Thursday. Then they head to Washington, another one of those playoff implication games for Washington, Saturday. That rounds out next week. But then just to end the season on Monday, they take on Buffalo at home. And Wednesday, biggest game, Toronto at home. Fans need to be loud. Fans need to be buzzing. If you're going to that game, make sure it's loud in there as we can take that third place spot. And that's the game to end the season. So as I mentioned last night, with regulation losses from all of the Caps, Red Wings, and Islanders, the Bolts clinched a playoff spot for the seventh straight year and now sit at fourth in the Atlantic, 2 points behind Toronto, but comfortably first in the wildcard spot, about 9 points ahead of second wildcard spot. I believe it's the New York Islanders right now. Finally, a look at the points for the Bolts. Goal scorers, Kucherov leads with 43, point tied with them with 43 as well. Stammer just behind with 34. Assists, it's a little bit of a runaway battle here. Kucherov with 90, hoping for 100 assists on the year. That'd be something. Hedy with 59 and Hagel with 46. Look at the points, another runaway battle. Nobody's catching Kucherov with 133. Point behind him with 85. Hedy behind point with 72. Goalies, Vassy, 901 save percentage on the year, 282 goals against average. Johansson with an 890 save percentage and a 337 goals against average. Big game today, big game to end the season. Hopefully the Bolts can finish strong and head into the playoffs hot.
So you obviously are right in the throes of that. You're done with high school hockey now. You've got, of course, your schoolwork to take care of and plenty of other things on your plate. When you get done with, we're going to have an exciting hockey season. It's going to roll all the way into June. When we get done with that, we'll have you get us some interview conversations with the Rays and include you in those segments as well, young man.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Hopefully the Rays can continue their hot streak. They've been pretty hot these last couple of years, huh?
Exactly, between the Rays and the Lightning, and of course last year the Bucks stepped back up to the plate. So I keep saying Tampa Bay.
And now the Magic are in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not giving up on Tampa Bay. The terminology Tampa Bay Joe has, but I'm still calling them Tampa Bay because I'm an optimist. All right, young man, you have a great weekend. Tell your pops hello, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Always good to have that conversation on the Tampa Bay Lightning. As Joe just alluded to, the most successful franchise we have, 10 out of 11 years in the playoffs. This would be an amazing run. Then we'd end up going to the championship, the Stanley Cup, 3 out of 5 times. That would be superb in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I mean, the Lightning are a great team to watch. They always have a great product on the field. Who doesn't love going to a Lightning game? I mean, it's amazing being out there and in such a great venue as well.
Look at Mr. Lightning today.
I know. Look at that.
All decked out.
Joe's got his Lightning gear from top to bottom.
1 o'clock start right here on ABC, 23 minutes. Hey, right now, nobody wants to play the Lightning in the playoffs. Nobody wants to play us right now.
They got offense. The defense is back where it's been in the past.
And right now, the big thing, the netminder, Vasilevskiy, looking like the Vasi of
back
old.
Back on his A game, isn't
back he? Back on his A game. Right now, he's been carrying the team. And if you get prime Vasi in the playoffs, we're poised for another deep run.
That's the key. Defense wins championships in every sport. We're efforting Bob Putnam. But let's go back and talk. Let's talk some more Rays action. Of course, tough loss in Mile High, so-called Mile, the Mile High City, and Coors Field. Gorgeous venue, as I mentioned to you, Ben, that I love going to. Every time I go in the summertime, visit my son, I make sure I go there. And they had problems putting butts in the seats because they got a poor product. But they got a great place to go party. It's right downtown. It's an excellent venue. It just screams Major League Baseball in a unique setting. There's no reason for that ownership not to be successful because the entire state is behind it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they don't have two teams in there kind of like us here with the Marlins and the Rays, even though I don't think the Marlins are really drawing as much as we are or put on as good a product, even though we are off to not the best of starts, a 3-5 on the season, a little bit below 500. But, I mean, it's still super early, Mike, and it is kind of tough to end last night's game the way it did. It was the 13th walk-off Grand Slam the Rays have given in their 27-year franchise history, all of them coming in regular season, and no other club has allowed more than 7 walk-offs since Tampa Bay's inaugural season in 1998.
Historic franchise.
So we're just setting records one way or another, but I do think the Rays will be able to turn around. Hopefully for my bets as well, because I have a future on them win the World Series. So I would like to see them kind of pull something together, Mike.
Hey, share with our audience, since we do expose dipping your toe in the gambling world, which we love, and we got some exciting news coming around the corner for a lot of our programming is going to be adjusted as soon as we get this deal completed. But what app do you use?
I use the Hard Rock Bet app. It's a great app and it's the only legal betting app in the state of Florida. So make sure that you guys download it and use it. There's plenty of great boosts.
I've seen tons of people down here at Ferg's using it.
Yeah, heck, I was using it at the baseball game, Mike, when I went the other day.
That's the beauty of it. You can take it as you're watching a game.
Yeah.
And make prop bets that are relative to the game in front of you, even if it's already started, right?
Exactly. Like I did Zach Eflin over 4.5 strikeouts on opening day. Won that bet. It was -125, but still I figured it was a pretty big lock. But my biggest win so far this season, it was like game 2 or 3 of the year. It was an 8-bet parlay, Mike. $5.
I thought you said 6. 8 teams?
8 teams. You know,
wow, no wonder you won so much.
$5 bet because, you know, I'm a high roller. $5 to win $286.13. So that was Guardians to win against the Athletics.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yep.
Once again, they hooked you.
They did.
You got the same kind of action back in the NFL season,
yep,
and you got hooked.
I'm hot early in the season, Mike.
Well, just remember that, champ.
Yeah.
Well, and don't get Joe hooked on this.
I won't. I got another. I will say I got another.
I don't have to raise his pay yet.
I got another 8-bet parlay ready for you, Mike. You ready for this? Tigers to win.
Okay, you're listening, audience.
Yeah.
If you are, go the other direction.
Tigers to win against the Athletics. Twins to win against the Guardians. Orioles to win against the Pirates. Dodgers to win against the Cubs. Phillies to win against the Nationals. Reds to win against the Mets. Royals to win against the White Sox. And the Rays to win against the Rockies. That is a +4,638. And it's $5 to win $236.
Well, the odds of that happening, my friend, are slim. I think I'll go to 7-Eleven, get myself a lottery ticket. We'll both have the same kind of success tomorrow.
Hey, Mike, when I'm walking around here buying everybody drinks at Ferg's, I think people will be singing my tune a little bit more.
Exactly.
And, going broke.
And okay, so let's talk about this Eastern Division as we look at it right now. The Yankees are, as people say, who we thought they were. They went and upgraded for another superstar, Juan Soto, which is typical, you know, over the decades. That's their MO. Get a superstar that puts butts in the seats, but can it win world championships? And we know that Hal Steinbrenner has not moved like his father would have. He would have made about 7 changes in the last 3-4 years, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. I think Juan Soto,
Boone's still there, Cashman's still there.
I think it's bad having Boone still there. I don't think he's a very good manager. I don't think that he gets – I don't think he's great for the clubhouse. I don't think that he's getting these guys to the level that they need to be at. But I do think Juan Soto has changed the culture of the clubhouse, and I think that he's bringing a positive kind of environment there. And
really, new energy, new excitement.
Yeah, and it's
and working. Delivering.
They're 6-2 so far this year. I also have Juan Soto most home runs on the season, so that's my bet. So go in there and get that while you still can. But you know,
Yankees, get them while they're hot.
Yeah, get them while they're hot.
Baseball Ben Botham's picks.
Yeah, so
I'm going to get this sponsor segment. This segment is going to be sponsored.
There we go. Hey, we got to do it. But they're the Parlay King. They're 6-2 so far on the year. They're right behind the Red Sox. They're 6-2 they're tied with the Red Sox. Sorry, 6-2. Baltimore, Toronto, and then us at the bottom with the Rays. But it's still super easy. Not easy, but still super early.
I was going to say easy. If no. Making that money is easy, everybody be doing it, and they wouldn't have the billions they have at Hard Rock.
Yeah, I do think though that the Rays are in for a very challenging season. One that I think we are up for. We're up for it. We're able to compete against these teams. We're in the best division in baseball, and
toughest division,
yeah,
certainly.
And I do think that on the horizon, even though I'm not a fan of this possible move, having an East and a West division like Major League Baseball is.
Do you think that'll happen?
According to a different
betting, and it was that way years ago.
Yeah,
when I was a kid in the '60s, mm-hmm. It was, you know. It's two divisions. You didn't have it broke up into four different.
Yeah, it's just I'm kind of nervous about it because I'm afraid that Major League Baseball with Rob Manfred, I'm afraid he's gonna lose or get rid of some of the tradition of the American League and the National League. He's gonna restructure the whole thing, and some of the other sports books have already come out and have alluded to this happening with an East and a West division and moving some of the teams around from the National to the American and swapping everything.
I certainly do not like that. I don't think that fan excitement and anticipation would stay at the same level because you want to win your division. And you have opportunities even in a soft division, you know, the Central in the past. If you win it, you still are a division winner. And the fan base, whether it's lame or not, and you know they're not going to be in the World Series, the reality is it's something that they stay excited about all season long. And towards the end of the season, when football's kicked in, they're still looking to see, hey, we can still win the division.
Hey, plus on the business side of it, that's a lot of hats, a lot of shirts, a lot of jerseys
exactly.
People can sell. So I don't understand why Major League Baseball's
I don't even know why they're thinking
this.
About it.
But hey. Just more greatness out of the mind of Rob Manfred, finding a way to ruin America's pastime every step of the way.
We don't need any more teams. We got enough teams.
No, there's no doubt
about
that.
Isn't this Manfred's last year, Benny?
No, not
2028. Okay, all right. Yeah,
he's got a little bit. He's going to oversee the move from Oakland to Las Vegas, and he's also probably going to announce, probably relatively soon, maybe this year, maybe next year, the two expansion teams that they're looking
Mexico City will be one of them. I'm betting Mexico City.
I've been hearing a lot that
Salt Lake City,
the Expos might be coming back. I've been hearing from an insider.
We heard about that before with our Rays, of course.
I've been hearing a lot from a guy that I know in Major League Baseball. He's talking about maybe in the Carolinas or even Tennessee being a very viable location for a Major League Baseball.
I mean, think about this. Carolina and Tennessee, they were actually looking to take the Rays when, you know.
Nashville was. They certainly
Nashville
were.
Nashville was, yeah.
Yeah, well, I would tell you this. I think Manfred wants on his resume that he internationalized the game. You know, it's an international game as it is. But the MLB made a move south of the border, which has never happened. And we know that the sport, obviously, in Mexico is well received.
Oh, it's huge.
And I would see him trying to push the owners to approve that.
Yeah, I see some.
And when they have games down there, they jam-pack them.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's going to be tough. And having teams in other countries, it really only works here in the United States, especially with in North America, because, you know, the time zones, flying, all that kind of stuff. That's why it's so hard to put a football team over in Europe. If you put a football team over there, how are you going to get teams from
that London?
London,
I feel the same way about Goodell as Manfred. I mean, he's just an egomaniac. Yeah. It's all about him.
So I'm not opposed to having teams in Mexico and Canada. It makes sense. I mean, we're all here. We can get to places relatively easy. It does suck having to watch those games in California when they're starting at 10 o'clock at night here on the East Coast. You know, I wake up and I say, oh, boy, I lost all my bets.
And plus, I mean, Benny, here's the other thing, too. Think about the Hispanic community and how many Hispanics have now been in the MLB. It's, you know, it's becoming very popular. A lot of them are going from the South and Central American countries. Yeah, majority. And they're going to play. They get that opportunity. And so you want to get their fans to, you know, be on board, especially if they have a team south of the border.
Yeah, wasn't the actual, like, opening week of baseball was in the Dominican Republic this year?
No, it was in Seoul, South Korea.
The Rays did play the Dominican Republic. I think
instead of putting a whole team in Mexico City, I like what they're doing with the World Tour, sending a couple series to Mexico City, London, you know, Dominican Republic. This year they went to Seoul. I believe they're playing at an old Negro League field as well this year.
How cool is that?
And
Field
of Dreams game each year, the Little League Classic. I think events like those are cool.
I think they're good for baseball as well.
And it harkens back to the early days of baseball when Spalding's team would go for a world tour. They went to Cairo, Egypt, and played baseball in front of the Sphinx. Like, this is baseball for you.
You only get that kind of history from baseball Ben Botham, who's a history you got your master's in history, don't you?
I do, in public history.
I'm Georgia Southern. Yep.
And then, Southern,
Gatta. And you're also responsible for the Negro Museum in Savannah, am I correct?
Museum? I have an exhibit at the Civil Rights Museum in Savannah on Negro League baseball from the city. I got to interview a bunch of really cool individuals, Bobo Smalls, Crazy Legs Patterson, a lot of really cool guys. It's all from the area. And just any way to kind of promote the game is what I'm in for.
Hey, let's look at that East again. Now, everybody, as I looked at the prognostication before the season started, and we did our 3-hour show out here, and everybody went with the Baltimore Orioles to win the East. You still feel that strongly? The Baltimore Orioles look like the team with that incredible depth and the youth that they have flowing in. Somebody goes down, they can go pull somebody up from AAA. That's just outstanding.
Yeah, I still think it's the Orioles' division to win. They have got the offseason moves, pitching to make that even stronger, and they have more young, super young, really good talent in AAA, like Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
And, you know, those guys are only going to get better with more experience, so I think it's their division to win for now. But, you know, there's a lot of really good teams in that division that could also win the division. But I think for now it's safe to say that it's the Orioles.
Yeah, the Orioles are going to be a perennial powerhouse in the East for quite some time, especially with guys like Jackson Holliday in the pipeline. And it doesn't make any sense why this guy's not in the bigs right now. Maybe it's an arbitration thing, you know, trying to get the most bang for their buck out of them. There's a whole issue with that, and the players union needs to step in. But, you know, it is their division to lose. The Orioles have a great team. I'm still, of course, rooting for the Rays, pulling for the Rays. But I also think we shouldn't be sleeping on those Blue Jays.
You said that last year. You picked them for the Super Bowl, the World Series.
I got the Jays beating the Bucks in the Super Bowl, unfortunately.
I mean, Mike, we talked earlier when they talked to Largo. Look at that. Bo Bichette. I mean, he was a superstar in high school. Now look at him now with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, so I do have the Blue Jays also to win the World Series. I can't not pick the Rays. I'm rooting for them every day.
Is this that going to be your pat bet every year, start the season?
Well, I always have the bet for the Rays. The Rays are always going to be a lock to win the World Series every single year.
I don't have a problem that the Red Sox are looming, you know,
I'm surprised
it's early the
Red
in the season.
Sox.
They're playing the Oakland A's. Let's calm down.
You can't say Oakland.
Yeah, come on.
Didn't you hear?
I can this year. It's my last year. I'm allowed.
Yeah. Did you see the paperwork that they handed out?
No. Yeah. Go about that. I want you to go back because we got a couple minutes. That's too bizarre not to talk about. We got 5 minutes.
Yeah. So the A's organization, because they don't want to be referred to as Oakland or rooted in Oakland or anything like that, they handed out a flyer to all their employees working everything, and they said, if you see anything that says rooted in Oakland, it must be taken down immediately. Try not to highlight products that focus on the name Oakland. They're trying to hide everything possible and try and make it as generic, just athletic.
You think that fan base, I don't care what your transparency is, that fan base is sick and tired of this ownership and the story.
I mean, nobody's showing up to the games. It's unbelievable. They, at the very bottom in the notes, if attendance drops below 5,000 for a game, they close most of the gates.
Are they closing concessions? I mean, they're just tanking everything.
Mm-hmm. And they're not even doing gift cards.
The entirety of, like, the center field area.
They're not doing gift cards?
It's like a ghost town.
You see a tumbleweed, huh?
They're not doing gift cards.
Nope, no gift cards. That was on the memo as well.
Great. Well, you can't get swag.
All the incentives
are
gone.
Those are collector's items. They'll probably clear out the entire retail areas, too.
That'd be a good idea to maybe make a trip up there. 50% off on the Oakland A's game.
50, probably 75-80% off. Yeah.
They even said to pull off any merchandise that, you know, talks about Oakland or the old jerseys, and only offer it to fans if they're specifically asking for that merchandise. So they're making it very difficult for these fans to really, you know,
that's the
show
sad
their support for
sad
the team.
State yep. of affairs in the world of sports, where it's at the college level, even now in the high school and pros. It's just the reality that greed exceeds the legacy, the history, the rich tradition that all these sports have built up over decades. And it's just hard for an old man to sit back, and you got an old man mind. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for bringing the Largo Packers down today, Brad Richardson.
Absolutely.
And Joel, as always, superb job. Who do you guys got this week?
Should
I ask Brad?
Yeah,
I
mean,
should we ask Brad.
We have
East League. Show up and coach.
East League's going to be a good game for them this week for sure. What are the other games, Penny?
It's been a long day. East Lake, Countryside, and the school over the bridge.
That's right.
Osceola fans. I don't want them turning this the channel.
Over at Osceola
too. Another shout out to our friends at On the Job Carts LLC. We'll be talking a lot about them on the T Florida as they get involved in our world. Of course, Body Armor. I want to thank them each and every week for all they do. We've got a lot going on in the world of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Couldn't reach Bob Putnam, but we'll talk to him next week. We'll be launching Varsity Voices, and that will be in June, and that'll be a Wednesday show from 6 to 8. All things high school, every sport, boys, girls, you name it. We are the leader now with our alliance with Primetime Preps. And great conversation with the Eckerd College women's basketball team. Congratulations to them on a wonderful season. I want to do a shout-out to the Eckerd Athletics, actually. They do a superb job over there. And then, of course, our Tampa Bay Rowdies and Body Armor segment. The Rowdies are in Pittsburgh tonight, and that's a 7 o'clock kick. And then, of course, the Lightning, they're getting ready to face off right now at 1 o'clock. And, of course, March Madness down here at Ferg's. All 104 televisions will have March Madness on tonight. Come on down and watch that. So, for Mike Rickard and, of course, Brad Richardson, Ben Botham, Joe Geiger, Matt on the controls, I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a championship weekend.